This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Now the cost of obesity. We heard yesterday about the cost to U.S. employers. That estimate, including lost productivity, is $73 billion a year. Well, today, NPR's Jennifer Ludden reports that many companies are trying to do something about that by helping employees lose weight and get fit.
Dow Chemical is a big company in a big state. Michigan has one of the nation's highest obesity rates. In fact, Dow's also in Texas, Louisiana, West Virginia, all places on the wrong end of the obesity scale. Its thousands of employees face the fast food chains and sedentary lifestyle that have helped fuel America's obesity epidemic. But inside Dow's headquarters in Midland, Michigan...
Keep moving, everybody!
At 10:30 on a Tuesday, there's a good turnout for this Turbo Kick class, one of a slew of classes all day long, here and at a second gym near Dow's manufacturing plant.
There's about five or six of us that show up about 5 o'clock every morning and have for the last, as long as I've been here, about 3 years.
Maintenance Superintendent Jeff Lazier's dripping sweat and the sun's not even up. In red T-shirt and black shorts, he's in the last stretch on a stationary cycle. 3 years ago, Lazier was obese, and a Dow nurse told him at high risk for diabetes. He's since shed 100 pounds, thanks, he says, to the camaraderie of colleagues.
You're struggling, you look around, see your teammates there, struggling also, and there was a strength in that. And you almost felt if you didn't make it, that you were letting the team down.
Dow offers heavily subsidized gym fees, fitness trainers, nutrition specialists. Why? Of course, it wants workers healthy and happy. For decades, Dow promoted good health. But in 2004, managers got a jolt. A study found one in three employees was obese, same as the national average. Global Health Director Catherine Bassi knew this meant lost productivity and was helping drive up Dow's health care costs 8%, 9%, 10% a year.
If we just were successful in keeping our spend at the lower end of that inflation rate, that would be tens of millions of dollars per year.
Dow expanded its health plan, providing even more coverage for weight and diabetes management. And then it went further. So many times, Bassi says, companies try to make a change, but complain the workplace culture just doesn't support it.
If culture is that powerful, and if peers and culture and the environment matter that much, then we ought to impact that.
So, back at the gym mid-morning, you can find Ron Edmonds, Dow Vice President and Corporate Controller. No, not in Turbo Kick. He's over on the cardio machine.
I mean, first off, hopefully I'm a role model because I come here and people recognize that, so they know I'm very flexible, and as long as they get their job done, and they all do, well, I don't care when they come.
Edmonds, by the way, has dropped 60 pounds, along with the meds he used to take for cholesterol and triglycerides. Another manager actually invited his staff to join him for workouts, calling it Get Fit with Bob. But if the gym's not your thing, Dow holds Friday 5Ks on this woodsy walking trail and even keeps it plowed in winter. Health Director Bassi recommends walking meetings.
Just say, let's walk while we're meeting. And if you're just talking anyway, if you're saying you're brainstorming or talking through some project, it's easy to do walking.
Whatever employees need to get healthy, the aim is to make it easy. Want some structure and supervision to shed a few pounds? Health Promotion Coordinator Peggy Schapansky leads classes on demand. She'll teach employees to read food labels or bring a scale for weekly weigh-ins.
I've had some work groups that they wanted it, I'll call it, a little bit harsher.
That meant consequences if members didn't meet their weight loss goals.
For this particular one that comes to mind, their consequence was they would need to wear their bathing suit in front of the group. It's interesting.
That's great.
Yeah.
So did anyone have to do that?
No. That was pressure enough, you know, that they were going to stick to the plan.
Hi, Diane. This is Terry with Dow Chemical.
Terry Merritt works in purchasing, and she took one of Schapansky's classes last year.
I was a size 22, almost a 24, and now I'm a size 10.
Merritt had struggled with weight for decades. She's a lifetime member of Weight Watchers, but says this was just so convenient.
You took your lunch hour, she came to our building, I didn't even have to leave the building. So, I mean, it made it so easy to get started.
Colleagues have been amazed by her transformation, she says, and are coming to her for encouragement and advice.
She now counts every calorie and shows me a drawer full of low-cal snacks.
Okay, 100 calories, 100 calories, 130, I gotta lie, but these are really good.
None of the programs at Dow are mandatory, and unlike at many companies, there's no financial incentive. But Dow's effort to change the culture around health is sweeping.
Your total is 757.
The cafeteria boasts the usual racks of chips, even hot, cheesy pizza. But over at the salad bar, utensils are now color-coded.
So you'll see green utensils on those things that are real healthy.
Broccoli, spinach, beets. Health promotion coordinator Schepansky says yellow handles mean caution. And red, that's for temptations like bacon bits and high-fat dressing.
Our message isn't to be food Nazis, but really just to make sure that employees are educated, they're aware, and at a glance, they're able to make the healthy choice if they choose.
Though there's more diners may not notice, many healthier items are now 10 to 20% cheaper than less healthy options. In that crucial spot next to the cashier, stacks of cookies and brownies have been switched out for fruit and granola bars.
And we've seen a steady increase in our percent of healthy food sales over the last year.
Studies suggest wellness programs do pay off. Johnson & Johnson credits its program with saving $565 in medical costs per employee per year. Since Dow Chemical launched its effort, Health Director Bossi says the obesity rate among its U.S. employees has flatlined.
Nobody has figured out how to solve this exactly. And so we're putting our best effort at it, and we are definitely seeing results.
But Bossi cautions fighting obesity is a long-term commitment. Dow recently joined a community-wide effort to promote diet and exercise in Michigan schools, aiming to curb obesity among future employees. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News.